And he said, I believe. Falling down, he adored him. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Gospel of the Healing of the Man Born Blind, from the 9th chapter of St. John's Gospel. It is the second of the three great catechumen Gospels of the early Church, which were directed towards those who were preparing for the Easter baptism. The man born blind represents the reality of spiritual blindness. He is the everyman of the human race. He cannot see the things of God. Being born blind is an image of original sin. As a baby may be born blind through no fault of his own or his parents, just so every one of us, through no fault of our own person, is born in original sin. Jesus Christ, our Lord, by his divine grace, makes it possible for us to see by means of faith, belief, and sacramental baptism. The first grace is that grace of faith. The follow-up grace is the sanctifying grace of baptism. This particular miraculous healing in St. John chapter 9 was ideally suited to help the catechumens along in their Christian initiation. Let us remember that the common practice of the early Church was adult baptism, not infant baptism, as it later was to become. The presumption of the early Church was that you can't be baptized unless you have a clear grasp of what it means to have faith in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Savior. This is still the practice of the Church, even though most of her members were baptized as infants. Adult candidates for baptism include anyone from the age of 7 years old and up. Before such adult candidates can be baptized, they must receive a solid religious instruction. Hence, we have a very involved process of what we call now OCIA, the Order of Christian Initiation for Adults. It is important to support by our prayers those individuals who are going through forms of OCIA right now, in anticipation of their coming into the Church at Easter time, especially those candidates who are here in our home parish of Mary Magdalene of the Woods. Support of our prayers, all of our good. But for those of us who are already fully initiated Catholic Christians, it is very useful for us to think well what it means to be spiritually blind and what it means to spiritually see. Physical blindness, to be deprived of our sense of sight, is a disability and a hardship. Many people have to endure in the course of their lives. To be restored to sight through the skill of modern medicine and possible, that's a great blessing indeed. But to be restored to sight by a miracle of God is recognized as a great and desperate miracle, a true sign of the divine omnipotence at work in our natural world. The very existence of this parish church is the result of a miraculous healing of blindness. From the teaching of the master of this parish, which was then called St. Mary's, he was losing his eyesight. He made a pilgrimage to Lourdes in the early 1890s. There in Lourdes, he bathed his damaged eyes in the Lord's spring water. He received his sight back again. In gratitude to God, he bound himself by a vow to erect a church one day in honor of Our Lady of Lourdes. This beautiful building we are worshiping in right now is the fulfillment of that vow. The title of the parish, Mary Immaculate of Lourdes, is the signature of the vow of offering. But physical blindness is not a moral evil. Spiritual blindness, however, is a moral evil. The person who had 20/20 vision, he's smart, savvy, about so many things, yet when it comes to the most important things in life, who comes to recognizing the existence of God and to cultivating a relationship with God. Nothing. It's all pointless. This spiritual blindness is an evil we should fear infinitely much more than any possibility of ever suffering a disability of physical blindness. Because no disease or accident can touch a spiritual vision. Only sin and unbelief can do that. Only want to be rich in faith with God can do that. So let us pray then for the health of our spiritual vision. Let us pray for those who right now are spiritually blind, that by God's grace they may yet see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.